Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, if you're just joining us, Todd and Martina, Pacific Paranormal Research Society. They're professional ghost hunters. It's that time of year. We happen to live in one of the most haunted areas potentially on the planet.
Yeah, they've said, but we've got quite a lot of haunted places around here. Well, Portland's pretty old. I mean, it's been around a long
time.
It has
a lot of history.
And sordid. It's a sordid history.
You know, it wasn't there by White Eagle that they used to call that corner the Bucket of Blood. So there's reasons for that.
Anybody ever contacted, like, any of the old Donner Party people or anything like that? Just nasty
think
that, stuff
actually,
happened
I
to them?
I think there were some groups that went there. Yeah, I think they had a barbecue.
Thrown by somebody named Weber.
So Brian is still a non-believer. As you know, I'm a big believer. We've been on many ghost hunts together.
Yes, we have.
We have counted down 5, 4, and 3. Why don't you just give us them really quick? Number 5 was?
McManaman's Edgefield, we feel, was number 5.
Most haunted based on the places that you have actually gone to and
investigated. In the area, yes.
And number 4?
McManaman's Grand Lodge in Forest Grove.
And number 3?
I can't say the apartment complex,
right.
But it's near the Rose Quarter, which is now the Moda Center.
And that was somebody who contacted you.
Yes.
Said, hey, will you come out and take a look at this? Weird stuff is going on in my house that I can't explain, which you have done many, many times.
Oh, yes.
So what is number 2?
Number 2 is going to be where the people who have been in the Portland area for a long time will know that by the Washington Square Mall, there used to be an old Regal Theater. And the theater eventually turned into the 13th Door Haunted House, where our friend used to run his haunted house.
For several years. 5 or 6 years.
Unfortunately, it's been torn down. But let me tell you, that place, if you... I can't even...
It was incredibly active. You have multiple ghosts there.
I mean, we got through... Todd and I were working in there helping that one night. He gave us the key, so we were in there just kind of building some stuff, helping him out before the haunted house. I think we were just hanging curtains or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And it was like 9 o'clock, and all of a sudden, it's like somebody turns on this paranormal switch. It was so bizarre. It was like, snap. And then all of a sudden, what was it that went off? The air compressor?
The air compressor went off on its own.
So you walk in the dark, and you turn that off. You come back, and as he's coming back, you can hear doors closing in Theater
1.
Because
they have a lot of those spring-loaded doors in the haunted. You could hear them open and close and banging around.
And then you heard whistling, and then you could hear singing, and we were the only ones in this huge building. And then finally, I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, she runs out, and I have to go in the pitch black upstairs to shut the breaker off by myself through this building. It felt like somebody was watching me the whole time.
So this is the old Regal Theater.
Yes.
This is like where they used to put on performances and plays. And anybody see a stovepipe hat in the balcony anywhere?
So it was a regular theater, and they had all kinds of. They had people get pushed through the trap doors.
Yeah.
It was incredibly active.
Stories
we told.
They weren't union back then.
That's true.
So anyway, I'll just never forget that and how Todd was so mad at me. I'm out front and I'm just chain smoking. And he's like, man, it's crazy in there. And I'm like, I know, we got to go.
Every time you went in there, it was active. You had a little girl and a cat in there. You had Frank, who was a very angry male ghost.
Angry.
And you had multiple ghosts in there. It was very active.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you guys a question. Todd and Martina are guests. They are professional ghost hunters. They've retired, but came out of retirement to come and be in here.
And for you.
Well, I love the fact that you were willing to do that. As someone who does this professionally, and you talk about a place becoming active, because sometimes you do go on places and not a whole lot happens.
Right.
What tips you off that, okay, this is active, and then what scares you off? What does it take that you say, I'm not going back in that place?
Oh, I've never been like I wouldn't go back in. Mm-hmm. But number 1, which we haven't hit yet, is the only place that really made me sick.
I was physically sick after the investigation. For a couple days.
For like 2 days, I was down for the count. So
it just took that much out of you?
It took that much out of me. It was just something about it. And I'm not sure exactly why. And nobody else got sick but me. And that's the only time that's ever happened.
All right. Now you've piqued everybody's interest. Let's just take a quick break. Come back. Find out what number 1 on the list is and what your theory is on why you got sick. Because Brian, I don't think he's waffling over to our side yet. Not at all. I don't feel it. I don't sense it.
It's going to take me seeing a lot of this happen real time. Yeah. I mean, the audio is intriguing and compelling, and I'm enjoying it. But, yeah, I'm going to have to see something in real time.
Well, I think we we could probably arrange for you to go on a ghost hunt. I might be able to put that together. So we'll find out what number one is next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.